Hey Tower Tribe, this is Lisa Lajwa. This is your forecast for this week, second week of May 2018. I've done a general reading just to see what kind of vibrational energies are coming forward for all of us to deal with, for especially for the people that are listening to this. This is designed especially for those people who are attracted to this audio reading. And let's get started. So we're starting out this week with what are the learning possibilities? That was my question to the creator. What are the learning possibilities of this week? And interesting stuff. So we have the Fool, which you're going to find amazing. The Fool, the Hermit, and the Lover's card. Okay, let's talk about having three major arcana. Bam, right away when I start out. You know, what is our learning possibility? It's obviously very, very, very deep for those of you who know how I work with tarot from a transformational point of view. This is a very big week, actually. It's a very big opportunity to go within, take some risks, to make decisions, and also to go within and find the light encasing, hidden inside that encased heart of yours. This is a week of going inside and saying, okay, who am I? And what do I really want to create? And what decisions are truly in alignment with who I am from the full spectrum of all of who I am? Not just like one thing or another. That Fool indicates that, you know, what can we learn about? We can learn about all the different variable pieces and parts of who we are. The good, the bad, the flighty, the practical, whatever it is, however you are as a person. All people have different aspects of who they are in their character, personality, etc. And this week we have this amazing opportunity to go inward and truly see about ourselves. The Lover's card to me indicates that we have these choices to make between our own pleasure and our own responsibility in life. It's not just about being that fool and going along and doing whatever it is that we want to do. It's really about finding that inner wisdom through the Hermit and going inside and seeing, okay, like, you know, am I balanced in my pleasure and responsibility? Do I have to choose one over the other based on how my life is going and the directions that are calling me right now in my life, especially during the week? Because this is for the week, right? The outcome, well, the path forward cards are the Knight of Cups. These are like the support cards, and the Four of Swords, which is interesting because it really is about going inside and seeking yourself and looking at what it is that you want to offer yourself from a love perspective. The outcome is the Knight of Wands. So when I look at this whole storyline, it really is about taking new activity from finding your own inner wisdom and making decisions that bring more nourishment and love to you and creativity and passion into your life experience. With those nights, those are the messages here. Like, it's about putting into action your love potential and putting into action your creative inspiration and visual perspective of your future. It's really about going and taking time to see what it is that you want to, you know, what are your passions, what do you want to do, and where do you want to take your life experience right now. It's very, very important that you reflect on it, get rid of the old paradigms, old modalities, and step into this new place of knowing yourself, which is, you know, I believe the people that are attracted to me are transformers, and I know that if you're listening to this, you're definitely one of them. So take this opportunity this week to go into transformation mode by seeking within and exploring who you are and exploring where you are and what new ways you can offer nourishment to self and others, and also inspire yourself through passion and creativity. What are you passionate about? Let's dig into that and move that forward, and take this week to reflect on what that is and start thinking about the kind of actions that you can take moving into those places of more abundance in your nourishment and in your creative avenues, and in your activities. What's coming through to me also is in how you treat yourself. What things do you do that fulfill you and bring passion to your life? So there you have it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this. Please leave your comments. I'm happy to share and listen to everything you have to say about how this week went for you, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.